Vallov and the Chazanish. If you're learning a sugya and you see something that shaykhs to the sugya, so it's my shamayim to say it over. So I saw yesterday, Sefer Dorash Mordechai, Mot Chedruk, Al HaTeiro, he brings down that in Valojin were two bochrim. One was a choshev a bochrim, one was less choshev. And they were learning Bob Metzia, Beis Amud Beis. And they learned the sugya of Lehme Masnissin Deloike Benanas. So one of them asked the other, Sanafkamina, yeah, Benanas, Nish Benanas. It's not for me. Masnissin Deloike Benanas, I'm busy now. It's Yeke Benanas, Nishke Benanas. It's not the Ritvos Kashi, the Ritvos like the andere Kashi. It says, Eina Lochike Benanas, it's andere Kashi. So we come again, this is what the Bacher asked him, Afkamina, yo bananas, nish bananas. So that Bacher, slowly, you know, went off the derech. Like people that attack are not interested as it happens to them. And he became went to the Russian army. He became in charge of, you know, the helper of the main general in the Russian army. The choshev of Bacher, that Yogi learned, lehim masnis in the loike bananas. He became the most choshev of Bacher in Valojin. And he married the daughter of Visovsky. He's the one that had the Tay Visovsky. And the Gita, years later, you know, he was sitting by his shver, sitting and learning. And the Russian army, they came to buy the tea. So the head of the general came with his helper. So the Choshev Bacher told the other Bacher, he asked me, what's in nafkamina, lehme masnissin, the loike bananas, the nafkamina is that the one that learns lehme masnissin, the loike bananas, he marries Visovsky. And the other one polishes the shoes of the general. This is what happens in the end. So I'm saying it over now to all the rabbeim. So someone asked, why the story doesn't go lehme masnissin, the loike sumchus? Why is only going lehme masnissin, the loike bananas? Because you don't ask a kash and a maise. Maise shoyekach ma'oyo. But Be'emes is, at the next Gemara, Lehme Masnissin Deloike Sumchus, what we're going to learn now, it's not only a shayle of Masnissin Kesumchus or not, but the whole Yesoidus of Shtayim Oichzim, the whole Yesoidus of the Chaluke, and Be'etzem, he boit in this sugya of Lehme Masnissin Deloike Sumchus. So let me send the Gemara. Lehme masnissin deloike sumchus. Moses asking a kasha. Lehme masnissin deloike sumchus. The ike sumchus omar momen amutol besofek cholkim belo yishvu. What is the kasha? As a aloche sumchus holds two cases. Shor shenogach esaporo venimtzo uboro betzido. And you don't know if the shor shenogach is the cause, the hainu, the poro was meuberes, and the shor that hit the poro, he's the one that killed the ubo. Or koinem shenogach yoldo, the baby died before that. It's a sofek. So Sumchus, the Gemara says, Momen amutal besofek cholkim. Machlif poro bechamoyr. And again, machlif poro bechamoyr. The Bala Chamoyr gave the poro, the chamor to the Bala Poro. And the Bala Chamoyr buys the poro. Now as a baby, the shaila is, if he bought the poro before the baby came out, so he only bought a cow. Or if he bought the poro before the baby came out, so he owns both. If he bought the poro after, it's a suffix. Sumchus holds, Momen amutal besofek cholkim. Rabbonon hold, Amoitzi mechavei roi olav orai. So the Gemara in Daf Kuf, the Mishnah state in Mishnah, Hamachlif poro bechamor veyoldo. Hamachlif poro bechamor veyoldo. וכן אמריך השפחוסי ויולדו, זו אי מרד שלו מוכרתי, the baby is mine, וזו אי משלוקחתי, the baby is mine, יחלויקו. זוג בגמורה, why יחלויקו? See who is the muhzik. Amitzi mechaber lo varaya. The kind of baagam. But as a morikame. A man is sumchusi in the omar moment amutal besofek cholke. So sumchus holds every time when you have a sofek moment, the aloch is moment amutal besofek cholke. This is shita sumchus. Moment amutal besofek cholke. Rabbanon hold amitzi mechaber lo varaya. See later in Tesis and Dafkuf, Dibra Masril, Omani Sumchus. Tesis is Mesupek. If Sumchus said Yachloiku, even against Muchzek, or only against Morikame, Tesis brings down for sure Gemoris that Sumchus said Yachloiku, even against Muchzek, Shema, or maybe only against Morikame. Mikol Mekoim, Sumchus holds Momen Amutal Besofek Cholke, and Beloy Shvua. I buy a cow. I don't know if the baby was born before I bought it and I have the cow, the baby. I don't have the baby, or it's born after I bought it and the baby is mine. I get a half. Yachloiku. So frek the Gemara, if Sumchus holds and every moment I'm mutal besofek cholkim, kal v'choymer, if Sumchus holds moment I'm mutal besofek cholkim, kal v'choymer, that Sumchus will hold by us. Kalvachoymer, Sumchus will hold by us. And Shneimor Zim Betalis, that will be Yachloiku beloi Shvua. So this is the Gemara's Kasha. Leime mas nisen deloi ke Sumchus. Dehi ke Sumchus, Oma, Moma, Lamuda, Besavik, Cholgim, beloi Shvua. And Shneimor, and Amachli Poro Bechamor, Yachloiku beloi Shvua. And Shoshanoga Chesaporo, Yachloiku beloi Shvua. So why by us b'Shvua? This is very partial. What is the kasha? Lesumchus, the kasha is will be achloiku. What is the kasha? Live in the rabbonon. Ve'elo le rabbonon. Again, so lefis sumchus the kasha is why is a shvua do achloiku without a shvua? Say, lefis rabbonon, what is the kasha? So what the Gemara wants? What will be? What is the most kasha? And then what? So we have two mehalchim in the sugya, and we'll build that first b'derech poshut, and then we'll build on to build up the two mehalchim. Shitas Rashi, as I said, b'shita mikubetzes b'shem deritzbash, that the Gemara's kasha is. Why Yachloiku? Hamoitzi mechaveiro yola v'raya? Why Yachloiku? Hamoitzi mechaveiro yola v'raya? What is the pshat? The Gemara understands everyone is machzik the talis. You are full muchzik and I'm a full muchzik. It's not a stira. Both of us are some muchzik. So you are muchzik and I'm a muchzik. I can't take a half. When you have a sofek, Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olavaraya. Misofik, I can't take this half. So the Gemara is asking a kasha, why yachloiku? Say Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olavaraya, and I can't get my half. Because you're the muhzik. I'm also the muhzik. You're also the muhzik. So I can't take. And you also can't take. So what will be? Zog the Ritzbash, Yemuna Hashiyov, Elio. So the Gemara's kasha is, what is the Gemara's kasha? Frek the Gemara, why Yachloiku? Read the Gemara inside. Leme mas nisen deloi ke Sumchus, dei ke Sumchus, o amon mudu besofek cholkim beloi shvua. Kal vachoyma bayos. Every time he says Yachloiku and he doesn't need a shvua, so why bayos? Ve'elo mai rabonon, o amri amritzi mechaveiroi olo voraye, so why you do Yachloiku? Don't do Yachloiku. I can't take it because you're the muhzik. You can't take it because I'm the muhzik. So while no one could take it, the halacha would be amoytzi mechaber levaraya, and he had din ki yemunach ad sheyavo yaliyo.
Yeah.
Does it ignore his kasha? That will not be Yachloiku. Amoitzi mechaber. This was Rabbanon. Hold every sofek. Machli poro bechamor. You leave it by the muzik. Shoshanogach, you leave it by the muhzik. Shemarach is metallic, you don't know what to do, you leave it by the muhzik. While I'm a muhzik and you're a muhzik, so what we will do, so the Rizbash, Yemulach Hashiyah Velio. Normally we leave it by the muhzik. Here, I can't take out because you're the muhzik, you can't take out because I'm the muhzik, so what we will do? Amritzi Mechaber, Yolavarai. Now, as I said, the Rizbash, we'll see it inside the Loshon of Rashi. Olav Oraye Be'edim Ve'iloi le'gove midi Ve'ochi cholkim b'shvu. Look good in Rashi inside. Olav Oraye Be'edim Ve'iloi le'gove midi Ve'ochi cholkim b'shvu. If we raise the word b'shvu, like all of the sforim I see here in the Hizdal and Nagoyes v'tziyunim, everyone is not going with the word b'shvu. So then for sure Rashi speaks it out. Then for sure Rashi speaks it out. Yeah, then for sure Rashi speaks it out. Olav Oraye be'edim v'iloy lego v'midi v'och echolkim. So the kasha is, why we do yachloy? Why we do yachloy? V'al shtayim moichzim, you can't do yachloy. If you're not going as the word b'shvua, these are the words of Rashi. Olav Oraye be'edim v'iloy lego v'midi. V'iloy le'go v'midi, v'hoch echolkim, z'nisht emes. Even if we go yiris b'shvua, I want to read a Rashi. What is the most kashi? Shtei demoitzim chaver olav oraye be'edim. V'iloy le'go v'midi, v'hoch echolkim b'shvua. But the whole lashon of Rashi. Why you say yachloiku harida aloches, ho amri rabon amoitzim chaver olav oraye be'edim. V'iloi le'gov imidi. V'ochi cholki b'shvua. Why achloi ki b'shvua? You have to have edim. And if you don't have edim, you can't be goyve. Mefurash in Rashi. So what is the Gemara's kasha? You have to have edim. And if you don't have edim, you can't be goyve. So b'meile, why it's yachloi ku? If you don't have edim, you can't be goyve. If you don't have edim, you can't be goyve. So why achloi ku? This is the Gemara's kash. So the first mahalach is Masnisin is the leikes sumchus, because if he's sumchus, nafzayin yachloiku on ashvue, and lefi rabbonon the kash is, why is yachloiku? Arid aloch is a moitzi mechaveri levaraya. You don't have a koyach to be moitzi. You don't have a koyach to be moitzi from Yenem. And while everyone is a muzik, shteim oichzim batalis, everyone is a muzik. So while everyone is a muzik, you can't be moitzi. You don't have a koyach to be moitzi. So I cannot be moitzi from you, you cannot be moitzi from me, so what will be? Yemunach atshiyah v'yaliyo. So the kasha is on the yachloiku. The kasha is on the yachloiku. The kasha is on the yachloiku. Now, about the word b'shvua, some gilses had the word b'shvua. I want to explain a little bit. How we explain the word b'shvua. Again, Rabbanon said that misofik you can't be moitzi mamet, right? Rabbanon said that misofik you can't be moitzi mamet. Right, this is what Rabbanon said. Amoitzi mechavei roel avaraye, misofik you don't have a koyach to be moitzi mamet. This is the din of Rabbanon. Misofik you cannot be moitzi mamet. Rabbanon hold misofik you can't be moitzi mamet. Only with edim. Without Eidim, you can't be Moitzi Mamet. Zog de Gemore. So for sure, I can't be Moitzi Mamet with a Shvua. That's what the Gemore means. Rabbanon said, when someone is a Muhzik, Idoch is a Moitzi Chaveir Olavaraya Be'Eidim. Without Eidim, I can't collect away from the Muhzik. And here they say that I'm getting a Chetzi B'Shvua. Lo Yala Aladas. I need Eidim. Without Eidim, I don't get. So I could get here with a shvur, but it's the same kasha. Why yachloiku? Don't do yachloiku. Leave it. And while you a muzik, I can't take. I'm a muzik, you can't take. So what we will do? Yemunach atshiyah v'elio. But the choymer of the kasha is lefi Rashi. Why yachloiku? Let me get a little bit weiter. Zog de gemore. Hi, my. אי אמרס רבונון הוסום דלוי תפסי תרוויו אמרו רבונון המויצי מחבר לא לבורייה הוכד את הרוויו תפסי פלגילו בשבוע אלו ימר סופוס אשתום הוסום דלוי תפסי תרוויו חולגים בשבוע הוכד הרוויו תפסי לכל שכן what is the המשך הגמור היי מי לפי רבונון זוג דגמור it makes sense why it makes sense היי מי זוג דגמור לפי רבונון it makes sense why it makes sense because הוכד תפסי תרוויו what is the answer again לפי רשי the kasha was I cannot take out my chetzi I'm a moitzi mechaver el voraye the achloiku is wrong the achloiku is wrong right this is the kasha no what is the answer of the gemara הוכד תפסי תרוויו what is the answer what is the answer the gemara understood that when shtayim oichzim metalis you machzik the whole talis and I machzik the whole talis so while you also machzik the whole talis I can't take even my half that I'm holding because you're also holding it that half so I can't take and you can't take your half because I my hands are over till you you over till me so everyone is a moitzi you can't be moitzi and the gemara hoche tafsi tarvai what is the answer now we'll go ahead the answer is the firashi no we got it wrong everyone is a muchzik and chetzi this is the way you learn Not the Gemara's answer, no, no, you got it wrong. Everyone is a muzik and chetzi. Rashi doesn't say that. Look what Rashi says. Look what Rashi says. What Rashi says? Hoche tafsi tarvayu ve'en kan moitzi mechaveiroi. What is the answer? Everyone is muzik in the whole talis. So what is the answer? The answer is, you're right, everyone is a muzik in the whole talis. About what I'm considered a moitzi mechaveiroi when I knock on the door, I open it and I grab it. When it's already a shtickle grabbed by me, you're right, you're a muzik, you stay a muzik. But while it's a shtickle grabbed already by me, I'm not called a moitzi mechaveiroi alavarai. Why? You're a muhzik. Rashi doesn't say you're not a muhzik. But I'm not a moitzi. It's already by me also. I'm against a muhzik, but I don't have a shem moitzi. Again, now that we're answering, I'm a muhzik in chetzi, and you're a muhzik in chetzi. That's not the answer. I'm a muhzik in chetzi, and you're a muhzik in chetzi. This is not the terrors of the Gemara. Everyone is muhzik in the whole talis. But I'm not considered a moitzi. Why I'm not considered a moitzi? Val tarvayu are holding the talis. I'm not called a moitzi. These are the words of Rashi and tarvayu tafsila. So I'm not called a moitzi. So lo mesada good. The Gemara's kasha was val everyone is musik in the whole talis. So I'm a moitzi. So I can't take my chetzi. As Zevi Rabbonu said, Machlipor Bechamor, you leave it by the Muzik. Here you have to leave the talis by him, and leave the talis by him. So while everyone has to leave the whole talis, there's no Breire, so we'll do Yemunach. Well, no one can take it. Everyone is a Mitzvah Chavar Avaraya. And with the Gemara, here is Tarvayu Tafsilu. So what helps Tarvayu Tafsilu? What helps Tarvayu Tafsilu? So Grashi, I'm not a Mitzvah. So the Pashtus, I'm not a Mitzvah. So while I'm not a moitzi, so the halacha is we could make yachloiku. Rabbonon hold a moitzi mechavei roi levaraye. I can't be a moitzi. Aber val tarvayu tafsilu. I'm not considered a moitzi. So I'm not considered a moitzi. So why we do yachloiku? Val, I'm not a moitzi. So Rabbonon amoide that you could do yachloiku. Rabbonon hold you can do yachloiku. Why? Because a moitzi mechaveiro yol avarai. Sumchus holds in every suffic moment you do yachloiku. And every suffic moment, if you sumchus, you do yachloiku. Rabbanon hold, Amoitzi mechaver olav araye, you can't do yachloiku. You can't do yachloiku. When there's no Amoitzi mechaver olav araye, you could do yachloiku. This is lecheure the tzursa de shmaise. Again, to have it clear. The Gemara's kasha was lefi Rabbanon don't do yachloiku. Subchus do yachloiku without a shvuah, so it doesn't make sense. Lefi Rabbanon, you can't do yachloiku. Valza aloche v'amoytzi mechaver olav araye, you can't do yachloiku. You have to leave it by, you can't leave. You have to leave it by both. So yeh munach. So the Gemara val tarvay utavsilo. I'm not considered amoytzi mechaver oy. And while I'm not considered amoytzi mechaver oy, while I'm not considered amoytzi mechaver olav araye. B'meile, we could do yachloiku. Till here is glad. So he asked me a kasha, why you do yachloiku? You can't do yachloiku, I'm a moitzi mechaver olav araye. The answer is you could do yachloiku, because I'm not a moitzi. Now the Gemara adds one more word. Look inside. Hai mai, I amres rabbonon, hosom do leitavsi tarvayu, amon a moitzi mechaver olav araye. Hoche tarvayu tavsi, palgilo b'shvur. So why you have to make a shvur here? Why you have to have a shvur? Why we need a shvur, Peter? If no one is considered a moitzi mechaveroi, make yachloiku without a shvur. Why you need a shvur? Why you need a shvur? Make yachloiku without a shvur. Make yachloiku without a shvur. Why you have to have a shvur? So Rashi explains, b'shvur. Kevon shemechusar gevan yeh b'mashe chaveroi tofis d'ay tofis b'kulo v'ay tofis b'kulo lokim lo l'rabonon lo itzi mom l'chadgos v'bichdi k'dohom arosum l'rabonon de boi raye yitzrichom shvua. You write that no one is moitzi, aber a shtikl yeh, a shtikl nish, a shtikl meh, so give a shvua. These are the words of the Gemara. Right? V'pashtas, alaych the Gemara, alaych the Gemara. The Gemara asked the kasha lefi Rabbanon, don't do yachloiku, he's a moitzi. So the Gemara, no, he's not a moitzi. Because he's also a tof, he's not a moitzi. So you could do yachloiku. So why a shvua? Elmai is not a moitzi, but it's a shtikel yeh, shtikel meh, so mele he makes a shvua. These are the words of the Gemara. Poshes. Zog the shita mekubetzes, the Ritzbash, when he brings it down, he says, he understands, yeah, this is the words of Rashi. But he doesn't like it, he says. The Gemara asked the Kash, Bishtem lefi sumchus, why is a shvua? Lefi Rabbonon, what was the Kashe? Why is Yachloiku? Right? This was the Kashe. What was the Kashe lefi Rabbonon? Why Yachloiku? Amoitzim chaver olav araye. You answered me, you know why Yachloiku? Because no one is a muchzik. I'm sorry. No one is a moitzi. But no one is a moitzi, so you could do yachloiku. You ask me a kasha, why yachloiku? A moitzi mechaver olav araye. I will answer you. You know why we do yachloiku? Because I'm not considered a moitzi. Ubeshvua, I asked you a shvua. I asked you lefi sumchus do yachloiku without a shvua. Lefi rabbon, what was the kasha? And the shvua, why you do yachloiku? What was the kasha lefi rabbon? Why you do yachloiku? What was the answer? I'm not a moitzi. What is Megan of the Shvur? You want to ask me another kasha? And why a Shvur? I don't understand. You asked me a kasha? I never asked you a kasha, lefi Rabbonon, why is a Shvur? What is the Shaykhis when the Gemara answered that you do Yachloiku, you know why you do Yachloiku? Because he's not a Moitzi. Oh, but you know, you need a shvur. Why is it Rashi? Episia, episnish is a shtickle word. So I have a shvur. I hear it's a very nice pshat, but this was not a part of the kasha. This is what the Ritzbash says b'shem Rashi, and this is what he asks on Rashi. Now he says shtei pirushim basuk. Rashi's pirush is that the Gemara's kasha, the shtel of the Gemara was lefi sumchus. I don't need a shvur. Lefi Rabbanon the kasha was. Don't do yachloiku bichlal. You can't take it out. While everyone is muchzik bekol atalis, I can't take out. You can't take. Zog the Gemara, but I'm not called a moitzi. So you could do yachloiku. And now, why you need a shvua? Rashi, shtikel yeh, shtikel nish. Why you asked me before why I need a shvua? The Gemara start. Why you need a shvu in the Mishnah? The Gemara never asked that kasha. She asked, "Fi sumchus, you never have a shvu, so why you have a shvu here, right?" But we never asked why is a shvu. We only asked the kasha. Lefi rabbanon, don't do yachloiku. You can't take it. You can't take it out from the other person. You answered me. You could do yachloiku. Why is a shvu? It was a part of the question. He says, if you want to be goyres, goyres ubeshvua, not palgilo beshvua. This is the ore bepshat. Zogt Reb Nochem, then you see it inside Mama, she's masbirit, glat, glat, glat. We're learning the same thing, and I want you all to remember. The picture of the Sugya Lefi Rashi stays the same picture. That the Gemara asked the Kasher, you cannot do yachloiku because you are moitzi. And the Gemara answers, I'm not considered a moitzi. While I'm holding on to it, I'm not considered a moitzi. And why I need a shvur? Because epes, I'm a shtikli a moitzi. So I need a shvur. These words stay the Pirush HaGemara. But now we'll just go to the second level of it, and we'll explain it gishmak. Rashi is learning like this. The Gemara knows, Sumchus holds momen amutal besofek cholkim. And he doesn't need a shvur. Machli pora bechamoir, shoshanogach, he doesn't need a shvur. Rabbanon also hold for Mamon Amutah b'sofek chol. Aber they hold, not against a muhzik, not against a morikame. But if there's no muhzik, and there's no morikame, what Rabbanon hold? When there's no muhzik and there's no morikame. Also, Mamon Amutah b'sofek chol. Sumchus holds, bekol atirikulo, Mamon Amutah b'sofek chol. Rabbanon hold not. The kol atirikulo also mamim b'sof b'cholkim. But if it's a muhzik, or it's a morikame, you go b'sof the muhzik. Frank Digmar is our mishnah de loike sumchus. Sumchus said yach loikus, you never need a shvur. Elomai Rabbanon. Elomai Rabbanon. Amar Rabbanon, you can't do yach loiku b'chlal. Because you have to leave it by the muhzik. Rabbanon, you can't do yach loiku b'chlal. You have to leave it by the muhzik. If you're a bonon, you have to leave it by the muhzik. And here you can't leave it, both a muhzokim have to be a munach. Enter the Gemara, I'm not called a moitzi. So while I'm not called a moitzi, you could do yachloiku. You could do yachloiku. I'm asking you, I'm not called a moitzi. But who's the muhzik? Who is the muhzik? And then the moitzi. Who is the muhzik of the talis for Rashi? What? Both. But I'm not a moitzi. Zog the Gemara. But lefi Rabbonon, Rabbonon hold, amoitzi mechaveiroi olavoraye. Amoitzi mechaveiroi olavoraye. Sumchus hold, momen amutot besofek cholkim. Rabbonon hold, amoitzi mechaveiroi olavoraye. Here, I'm not considered moitzi. Why I'm not considered moitzi? Well, I also have my hand on it. Moitzi is when I have to open the door. Oh, but lemaisa, the other guy is also a muhzik, right? So while the other guy is also a muhzik, while the other guy is also a muhzik, so you're right that I'm not mamish a moitzi, but I'm not a moitzi. Mask him. So for taking it out, I need a shvur. Why I need a shvur? Simcha, why I need a shvur? Why I need a shvur in a maskon? What? Why I need a shvur? Why I need a shvur? So Rashi says, Val Rabbonon hold amoitzi mechaveiroi olavaraye. You can't take out for muhzik. So you're right that here I'm not mamish a moitzi, but while I'm a shtikl moitzi, I need a raya. Well, not a big raya, a small raya. What would be my small raya? Shvur. What would be my small raya? Shvur. So let me matish. Say that a gemara is like this. Be it sumchus, do yachloiku without a shvur. Sumchus holds when you have mamon amutah besofek, you take it away from the muhzik and you do yachloiku. You take it away from the muhzik and you do yachloiku. This is what Sumchus holds. You take it away from the muhzik and you do yachloiku. Here also, take away from the muhzik, do yachloiku. Without a shvur, this is the most kasha, the fish Sumchus, you don't need a shvur. Ve'elo my rabbonon. And rabbonon hold, you can't take it out. And this is the reason you need a shvur. Lefi rabbonon, if one of them is a muhzik, what is the only way to take out the firabonon? What is the only way to take out the firabonon from a muhzik? Eidim, amoytzi mechaber olav oraya be'eidim. So this is the Gemara. The Gemara is asking like this: Leime masnisin deloy kesumchus. Why? Lefi sumchus, even if one is a muhzik, you can make yachloiku. You don't need a shvur. Ve'elo my rabbonon, that you cannot take it out from the muhzik. Rabbonon hold on, moitzi mechaveiro olav oraya. You only could be moitzi with the muhzik with what? With eidim, not with a shvur. This is what Rashi explains. If it's rabbonon, you can't be moitzi from the muhzik with only with eidim. With a shvur, you can't be moitzi from the muhzik. You only could be moitzi from the muhzik with what? Eidim. You can't be mighty from the muhzik. So this is the reason Rashi is mentioning already in the beginning the words of the shvur. The hayin. The Tana of the Mishnah said, what you do b'shtay moichzin, you make a shvur, and this is the way you divide it. Lefi rabbi sumchus, you could divide it without a shvur. Grab it and divide it. Lefi rabbonon, I need a raya to divide it. Shvur is not a raya. What is a raya? Eidim. And for the Gemara, you have a mistake. Here, I'm not considered a moitzi. Val shteim tfusim bo. Not that everyone is a muzik in chetzi. Everyone is muzik in the whole thing, but I'm not a moitzi. So b'meila, I don't need a raya. So I could do yachloiku. But while it's a little bit muhzik, so what you need if it's a little bit muhzik? A little bit raya. What is a little bit raya? Shvur. So lefi Rashi, why you need a shvur lemaskona? Lefi Rashi, why you need a shvur? Why you need a shvur lefi Rashi? Huh? Because I'm a little bit mighty. So I'll give you the nafkamina. Listen good. Harav Nochem said it clear. All right, look. What would be if shtayim oichzim betalis and that no one is muhzik? Right? We had a tzad Rashi holds, like the Rivo, like the Rishayim, that shtayim oichzim betalis, even if there's no one muhzik, you do yachloiku. Right? Then Nachlazdovi had a tzad in Rashi. Mechai Gavne, you would do yachloiku with a shvur or without a shvur? Shtayim oichzim betalis, no one is oichzim. The talis is in the street. And he says it's his and he says it's his. Without a shvur? It's klok. I want it to be klok because in the second we'll see the Rishonim will not learn like that. This is Shitas Rashi. So very klok. It's geboit and pshat and lomdes in the pshat. The Haidu. When the Shita Mekubetz is asked, so why Rashi is busy in the end with the Shvur? I'll explain myself more. I will ask you another kasha. Lefi Sumchus and I'm Mishnah, you need to make a Shvur or not? Lefi sumchus. It's like an Ayin Mishnah, you need to make a shvur or not? No. Why? He holds moment with the Pesafik Cholkim. He doesn't care that one is a muhzik. So he takes out from the muhzik to make yachloiku. And he doesn't care that there's no eidim. He doesn't need little rayas. Rabbonon that hold that you cannot take out from the muhzik. Rabbonon that hold that you cannot take out from the muhzik. So even that here he's not such a muhzik, but Rabbanon hold, you need epes. Here, chodsh this epes. First, look inside together with me in Rashi Dibur HaMasril, b'shvur pligilo. Rashi says the whole thing. Kevon de mechusar guvan yebemashe chaveiro toifes. The height of his bekulo, the height of his bekulo, loikim lu le rabbonon, loitzimon mecheskosri. Kede amri hosom le rabbonon, the boy raye, the same rabbonon that say, to take out from a murzik you need eidim, and this little bit, they need a shvua. So it's one shtickle. It's not why Rashi finishes with the shvua. It's one picture, lefi Rashi, it's one shtick gemore. Oh, you see that it's written word by word in Reb Nochem Baal Chovet, but came out of Mamash. They've written it very close, this chayle. So the Firashi, what is the tzus of the Shmaise? The Gemara says, our Mishnah says, and I'm saying it even tiffer, even clearer, we'll say it. The Mishnah said, when you do Yachloiku, but with a raya. The Gemara doesn't know Hilich V'toikev. The why we don't know all these Gemaras. The Gemara thinks that the Shvua is Epes Araya. So the Gemara, Sumchus doesn't need Epes Araya in Shuldik. Sumchus holds, Mamar Abudu B'Safi Cholkim, we fight the Murzik. We do Yachloiku. The Rabbono, they need Eidim. Then this is gone, but Rashi is masbir. All of Araya be'Eidim. And without Eidim, you don't take. And here you take with a Shvua. How you can take? You can't take. If you're not getting it, it's the same question like we explained. While you're a murzik, you can't get it. And for the Gemara, hi, my. I amres rabbonon, dear, hake you a moitzi. You don't have a koyach to be moitzi from your friend. Here, why you have a koyach to be moitzi? Because you also toifes. You're right that he's the murzik. But while you also toifes, like Rashi, you're a master, tarvai, you're tafsi, and can moitzi. But Rashi's man with miyad, everyone is tofus in a coil. But I'm not called a moitzi. But mele I could do yachloiku even without aiding. But while it's not mamish, lemaisa I'm a shtickle moitzi, so but mele I need a shtickle raya. Lefidem, we said, and all of you said that it's klo by you. Lu yitzuyer, the talis, no one is oiches the talis. Hey, lu yitzuyer, no one is holding the talis. So be yachloiku without a shvua. And this shlav of the Gemara. Klo? This is Shitas Rashi. Azevi the Ritzbosh. Azevi the Ritzbosh is Mazgur Shitas Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel and Tesis Arosh learned the Gemara completely different. Rabbeinu Chananel is here by us. Two words. Ve'elomai. What is the kasha? Look at Rabbeinu Chananel. The Mamasri va'amri lo. Amai nishboim. Hohave amoitzi mechaver ol avaray. What is the Gemara's kasha? So we are zayich. We have Tesis Arosh. Tesis Arosh explains the kasha. Fight the Gemara like this. Pishleim lefi sumchus. Don't make a shvua. Because more muta besof mecholke. Elo leRabbonon. The kash is also don't make a shvur. Why? Zok Tesis Arosh. I'm a murzik in chetzi. You murzik in chetzi. So bon etzel amoytzi mechaver ol avaraye. And you don't have to make a shvur. Mach li poro bechamoyer. We leave the baby in the house where it is. The guy that is in his house has to make a shvur. Mach li poro bechamoyer. No. Here you have a half. I have a half. So why you have to make a shvur? We call it the yeshiva shaloshin. Chalukah b'teras vaday. You have a moitzim, a half, I have a half. Why we need a shvua? This is the Gemara's kasha. Rabbeinu Tesis Arosh says it klo. The Rashba also says it even more klo and the Hemshech. But Tesis Arosh says it by us mamish klo. Mamish klo. Zog Tesis Arosh, three lines. Ve'ela mai rabbonon pirush shvua zulamo kol echod muzak bechatzi atalis chaveiroi bo lohoitzi mimenu alav araya vekozman shelo yoviu raya yachloiku beloi shvua. That's the Gemara's kasha. No, what is the answer of the Gemara? What is the answer of the Gemara? And for the Gemara, so the Rash was mashma, maybe the Gemara was choyza. The Taka, not everyone is muzik in chetzi. But Tesis Arosh already learned in the Mishnah, it states that everyone is muzik in chetzi. So what is the answer of the Gemara? Everyone is Taka, muzik in chetzi. No. So why yachloiku b'shvua? What is the answer of the Gemara? Give me a pshat now in the answer of the Gemara. You said that everyone is muzik and chetzi. And the Gemara is not changing her mind. She says tafsit arvayim, but it doesn't mean that they're not. Well, he learned from the Tzir that is a tzad that kol echon muzik bechetzi. Amoit migu lehoitzi, kol echon muzik bechetzi. They say rosh. Shtosh to bereva, everyone is muzik bechetzi. No, so what, so why, so Gemara has a good kasha. So you don't need a shvur. So what is the answer? What is the answer? Yeah, what is the answer? What? Why am I poor b'chamor? Am I poor b'chamor? I changed with you the cow, the babies are bayou. Where do they stay? Bayou. Am I just chamor? You need to make a shvur? No. So why not Mishnah? You need to make a shvur? Why not? This was the Gemara's kasha. You're a muzik in chetzi, I'm a muzik in chetzi. Leave by you, you. Leave by me. Why you need a shvur? This is the Gemara's kasha. Now, so the Rashba is mashma. The Gemara said, no, they had a mistake. Not muzik in chetzi. Tafsi tarvayu, everyone is muzik ba'akol. It's loit, it's balagam. But then it's a kasha, so don't do yachloiku bichlam. Then we're going back to the first kasha, like Rashi. So we'll leave the Rashi. We're not learning the Rashi. We'll learn the Sarosh Rabbi Nuchananan. So Rashi learned Fakir. Everyone is Muslim back on, don't do Yachloiku. The answer is, but it's not called Loitzi. Say that. It's not. The Mele, you could do Yachloiku, the whole Rashi. The Rishayim learned Fakir. Everyone is Muslim Bechetzi. Everyone is Muslim Bechetzi. And everyone is Muslim Bechetzi, do Yachloiku without a Shur. What is the answer? No, we're not changing our mind. Everyone Muslim Bechetzi. We're staying Chalukah B'tei Rasvadei, everyone Muslim Bechetzi. We call them Migul Ha'itzi, right? We call them Migul Ha'itzi. We call them Migul Ha'itzi. Yeah, we call them Migul Ha'itzi. So everyone is Muslim Bechetzi. So what is the answer of the Gemara? The Teretz of the Gemara is, and we have it in Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz. Now we have to hear Melake from every Rishon to build up the picture. Zog Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz, Zog the Gemara, you're right. Everyone is Muslim Bechetzi. Aber weil is a Sofek Lefoneinu. Now I'll explain. Mach li poro bechamor. I switched, I gave him a chamor, I got the poro. Now the poro was never in my house yet. I had a baby. We say the baby is by him, we leave it by him. Here, we see the Suffolk in front of us. While we see the Suffolk in front of us, because two of them are holding and fighting, Tafsit Arvayu means two people are fighting, so when we have a Suffolk Lefoneinu, we need a Shvur. When we have a Suffolk Lefoneinu, we need a Shvur. Why we need a shvur? Levarer asofek. Well, you're right. By muzik, normally the sofek is not lefoneinu. Here, the things are balagan, tafsit arvayu. We need to be mevarer the sofek. I'll read the loshon of Rabbeinu Peretz. This is Rabbeinu Peretz. Dibur amasri lelo. The mechay v'shvur de rabbonon kedei levarer asofek. So rabbonon want to find out exactly. So val rabbonon want to find out exactly. So you need a shvur. This is the teretz of the gemara. So I want to make it now very clear. So shtay moichzim betalis. Lefi Rabbonon, you need to be mevarer the sofek. And val you have a sofek lefoneinu, you need to be mevarer the sofek. And val you need to be mevarer the sofek. Val you need to be mevarer the sofek. You need a shvur. So I'll ask you now a shaila. So what will happen if you have shtayim moichzim betalis and no one is a muzik? If you have shtayim moichzim betalis and no one is a muzik, the talis is in the street. Shtayim moichzim betalis and the talis is in the street. So that if we say the Rashi is yachloiku without oichzim, they will need a shvua or not? Lefi Rabbeinu Peretz. They will need a shvua or not? Yes or no? No, you cannot know. Avada, they will need a shvua. Because every time when you have a sofek, you need a shvua. See, here's mamish two drochim. You see why we have two drochim in the sugya now? So let me mazu this klo. Lefi Rashi, the Gemara knows the whole sugya we're going, that shtay moizim betalis, everyone is a murzik in the ganze talis. Frag the Gemara. And the Mishnah state that the Yachloiku needs a shvua. Why? Lefi Sumchus, you don't need no birur. You do Yachloiku even against Mursa, you have no birur. You might see you do everything. Kol she can hear you do Yachloiku, you might see you do everything. But Lefi Rabbanon, how you could be Moitzi with a shvua? Rabbanon said, you only could be Moitzi with Raya ben Eidim. And if you don't have that, you're Munach. So why Yachloiku? And for the Gemara Lefi Rashi, I don't have a din Moitzi. You write that everyone is a muhzik, but I don't have a din moitzi. But I need a shvua because lemaisa he's a muhzik. And Rabbanan hold you can't be moitzi without a raya. So while I can't be moitzi without a raya, so here also, you write, I don't need a raya brura with edim, but I need a shtik raya to be moitzi. And we said, look at you, I'm not moitzi bichlau. Shaymoiz and metalis, when no one is a muhzik, avad it be achloiku, but I shvua. Lefi sumchus, you never need a shvua. Because sumchus of, I could be moitzi against a muhzik. I could be moitzi even with a real muhzik, I'm moitzi. But Rashi says, Rabbon, that hold that I can't be moitzi. So you're right, that I don't have a shame moitzi. Losh Rashi, oh, but bichdi, oh, but epis to be moitzi I am. Bemele, I need to make a shvua. Bemele, I need to make a shvua. מה שאין כן דרישיינים עלו נרסוי גפקרת כל אחד מוחזק בחצי and the Gemara was kasha was not don't do יחלויקו do יחלויקו with out a shvua רבון אני הולה מויצי מחבר לי הולה וראיה you leave it by the person זוג the Gemara ענה לי יסוי אבל רבון אני הולה when you have sveikes you need to be מברר בשבוע While here two people are fighting, it's considered you have sveikus. When there's only one muhzik and it stays by him, so we see it by him, so we don't see the sveikus. But when we have sveikus, like shtay moizim betalis, the tarvayu tafsilehu, memele you need a shvua. Sumchus for sure doesn't need it, because sumchus holds, even when there's one muhzik, the other guy is moizim without a shvua. But Rabbono, when you have a matzav of suffix, you need a shvur. And for the Gemara, the Mele, lefi them, we said, lo yitzu, you will have shtay moichzim, and no one will be a muhzik, you will also need a shvur ali b'de Rabbono. And every suffix, you need shvur levarir a suffix. When there's one muhzik, so kilo he's machria, and we don't see the suffik lefoneinu. When we have a suffik lefoneinu, lefi rabbonon aderabo, you need shvua levarir a suffik. This is the tzus of the shmaisa, the two drochim that we have lefoneinu in the Gemara. Now, we'll read again the Gemara lefi Rashi. Let me learn the Gemara inside. Leime masnisin de loike sumchus, de ike sumchus, so oma momen amutat besofik cholikim bele shvua. Ve'elo mai rabonon, ho amri amoitzi mechaver lo vorai, so we say, lefi Rashi, it's a different kasha, don't do yach loiku. Yemuna, haima, I amres rabonon, osum de loi tafsi tarvayu, amu rabon amoitzi mechaver lo vorai. Why? I'm a moitzi. Hocher the tarvayu tafsi, I don't have a shem moitzi pargilo b'shvua. So I'm a shtegel moitzi. The mele I'll be moitzi with a shvua. It's a hemshach of the gemara. Elo yamre sumchus. Hashto ma hosom de loy tafsi tarvayu. Cholkim beloy shvua. Even from a real muhzik, he's moitzi beloy shvua. Hocher the tarvayu tafsi loy kol sheken. And for the Gemara, afilu teime sumchus, afilu teime sumchus, ki oma sumchus shemo v'shemo, aval bori v'bori lo yoma. What is the answer of the Gemara? Ki oma sumchus shemo v'shemo, aval bori v'bori lo yoma. Ki oma sumchus shemo v'shemo, aval bori v'bori lo yoma. Zok Rashi. Shemo v'shemo, ki osom dektoni nimtzo uboro becido ven yodua ima chelo yodo nokho, ima shi yodo nokho, velo imei savlat, vekeimo dekolchat shemo, leke lemereime alayu shfuo. The Gemara is saying now, she has a problem. Mama no muta besofek cholkin belo yishvuo. So why by us you don't need a shvuo? So lefi rabbonu we answered, why I need a shvuo? I'm a shtikul moitzi. Aber sumchus holds, we said, that even a real moitzi, you don't say a moitzi mechaber al avaraye. So lesimchus, you don't say a moitzi mechaber al avaraye, so you for sure will not need a shvuo. So the Gemara, maybe sumchus said it only b'shemo v'shemo. V'bori, he didn't say it. Why? So lefi Rashi, listen good, because this is the next step of the sugya. The Gemara is saying now, maybe sumchus holds that is an inyan to be mevarer when you have a suffix, to be mevarer b'shvua. Maybe sumchus is moide, it's an inyan when you have a suffix, levarer b'shvua. When you have a suffix, is the inyan levarer, what happened? Like Rabbeinu Peretz. So if it's an inyan levarer, so why in a machlif poro bechamoir and in shoshanogach sumchus doesn't hold that it's an inyan levarer? Why only here he will hold that it's an inyan levarer? Zog the Gemara like this. B'shemo v'shemo, you cannot be metak in a shvua. So val b'shemo v'shemo, you cannot be metak in a shvua. Val b'shemo v'shemo, you can't be metak in a shvua. So he said, don't make a shvua. Aval bebori, sumchus wants a shvua. Now, why you won't need a shvua if he's sumchus bebori? Because you can't be moitzi without a shvua? Or because it's a naya parsha that is an inyan levarer besfeikas? Again, now the Gemara is trying to answer that even if he's sumchus is an inyan to have a shvua, why if he's sumchus will be an inyan to have a shvua? Till now, if Rabbonim, we explain if Rashi that the inyan of the shvua is that I can't be moitzi with the muchzik without a shvua. And we said, Lo Yitzir, no one is a muchzik, with Rashi, Havada, you will not need a shvua. Now the Gemara wants to say that even Alibed is sumchus, you need a shvua. When the Gemara wants to say now that Alibed is sumchus, you will need a shvua. This shvua is because you are a moitzi or because it's a naya parsha? Now that we'll say now that sumchus is moide, that from moitzi you need a shvua. Sumchus holds, yachloiku is even against a muchzik. If yachloiku is against a muchzik, it's not inyan lohoitzi b'shvua. But the Gemara has a tzad, maybe sumchus holds that when you have sveikas, you have to be mevarer b'shvua. When you have sveikas, you have to be mevarer b'shvua. So val sumchus holds that you have to be mevarer b'shvua. Maybe only b'shemo v'shemo he said it. Maybe only b'bori v'bori you have to be mevarer. B'shemo v'shemo you don't have to be mevarer. But l'moshel, if you will have to be mevarer b'shvua, who will have to make the shvua? Only the moitzi or both? Only the moitzi will have to make the shvua, or both will have to make the shvua? Both will have to make the shvua. The Gemara now wants to say that alibed is sumchus is another reason for a shvua. Not only because I'm a moitzi, but a reason for shvua alibed is sumchus because it's an inyan levarer b'shvua. I want to be masbir. Lefi Rashi, are we learning that is no the whole inyan of shvuah was because I'm a moit. But in Sukkos, we don't say a moit mechaber l'varaya. Moment of mutar b'sofik cholkim, even against a moit mechaber l'varaya. So why you need a shvuah in our Mishnah? Aridir, he says a moit mechaber l'varaya. The answer is the Gemara now wants to say that there's a new reason of shvuah alibe de Sukkos. This is Hashem will be masbir tomorrow. Thank you.